Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Public Enemies, starring Johnny Depp, who plays John Dillinger back in the 1930s. And he was a huge fan of lots and lots of money, which made him, you know, a notorious bank robber legend guy. But the problem was, the cops were not fond of crime sprees, and they were very, very determined to bring him down.
What is it exactly you do for a living?
John Dillinger robs banks.
That's a serious thing to say to a girl you just met.
I like baseball, movies, good clothes, fast cars, and you. What else you need to know?
Now I can see why they cast Johnny Depp as public enemy number one. It really works for him to play that kind of a role. He was, of course, Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, and we now know pirates definitely public enemies. And then there was Todd Sweeney. Now he was no friend of the public, yikes. But really, who cares how much havoc he wreaks or chaos he creates, because we love to watch him on the big screen with those crazy and warped characters. And then, of course, there's Christian Bale, always very intense. Seriously, can you even imagine him starring in a comedy? I think not. So in this movie, he's the intense cop who's going to take Dillinger down and pay him for his crimes. You know, sounds like it's the right cast, it's an exciting story, and it's bound to be full of action, right? Well, I don't know. They would not show us this movie, which worries me some, but they just might be relying on all that star power to sell this movie, so we'll see. But now onto the movie this week that has the biggest cute factor ever, and that's Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs. This time around, it's all about the babies. Manny and Ellie are having a baby. Diego feels like the third wheel, so he takes off. Well, Sid, he thinks he ought to be a mom, so he steals 3 dinosaur eggs to raise as his own. And yep, that's what gets them all into trouble, because they have to enter the world of the dinosaurs on a rescue mission to save Sid.
We've been living above an entire world, and we didn't even know it.
I feel so puny. Sid, whatever you're doing, it's a bad idea.
When I said this movie was cute, I was not kidding. It's way cute and in 3D with fun story and lovable characters. It totally works, which, as we know, does not always happen with sequels. For anyone who saw that little movie from last week, Transformers, you know how some sequels are just not as good as they should be. But Ice Age is a very good sequel, and it's lighthearted enough so you don't have to worry about any sad parts. And what was so great for me, you get to see a lot more of my favorite character of all time, and that's the prehistoric squirrel guy who's obsessed with acorns. Super cute. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.